Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City's interim manager, Gary Taylor-Fletcher. Gary, great 3-2 win at Cardiff Met yesterday. Do you want to give us your assessment of that match?
Yeah, it was a really enjoyable game to play in, and also I managed to get a little half an hour on the sidelines watching, seeing that the lads were taking in the new ideas we brought in. First half, we didn't pass it as well as we wanted to, but I don't think we judged how strong the wind was. We wanted to change a few little things, and in that first half we maybe struggled with them, but we still sort of got the shape right and we were quite solid. The second half, for the first half an hour, it was exactly what we were working on in training. We wanted to pin them in and keep recycling the ball, and for the first probably 20-25 minutes they couldn't seem to get out the half. And you know, we took full advantage of that. We had quite a few chances and we managed to score three good goals. Yeah. The lads, after the game, they all seemed to be quite happy with the second half, and that's how we want to move forward. You know, we've got two games left before the playoffs, and you know, that's what we're building for. And I've only had one training session with them. But, yeah, you know, the ideas that we brought in and stuff, they seem to work quite well.
You're obviously finding your feet in the manager's role as well. You say you took yourself off yesterday for the closing stages. Was that just to get a better assessment from pitch side?
Yeah, it is, because obviously when you're playing and stuff, you can't see everything that's going on. Obviously, I've got Alan Lua on the sides with me, so at half time we had a little chat and stuff, and it was interesting, obviously, what I seen, what he's seen and stuff. And then, as I say, once we went 3-1 up, we always really wanted to take me off sort of for the last half hour, 25 yeah. minutes, just so I could just see, sort of just to make sure all my ideas and how I want us to play, that we were getting done. And also it gives me a little thing of what things we still need to sort of go over and stuff. And as I say, it's all building up for these playoff games. We've got two games that we want to win.
Yeah.
But the main thing is getting how we want to play right and just implementing these ideas.
Yeah, just to go back to those two games. First one, of course, Good Friday meeting with current champions, the New Saints. How are you going to approach that game? Obviously, there's still a slim possibility of clinching third place, but realistically, we're fourth place finish and playoffs. Is that how you're looking at it?
No, I would say until it's mathematically over, then we've got to carry on. So, you know, it's not one of these games where I'm going to rest people and give others a game and stuff. You know, I'm going to play what I think is our strongest team to win the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we want to do. We want to go and give them a good game, but also we want to win the game. We're going to have a big crowd there, you know, so we want to get a performance. And as I said, we're working on things. It is sort of a slow build up to these playoffs, but I've told the lads these aren't nothing games. We've still got something to fight for. So, you know, we need to go and win the game to keep the pressure on Connors Key. You know, they've got a tough game against Ballor, and then I think they've got to go to Cardiff Met away. So, you know, it's games which points can be lost. So we've got to do all we can to put the pressure on them, really.
Okay. So, under-19s won their championship yesterday. They wrapped it up and had the trophy presentation. Obviously, it's good to know that there's good young talent coming through the club as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the 2 years on the run you've won that league now, so it does show that we are producing some good young talent. And, you know, a lot of them have been involved in the first team. We've had Cavana, obviously Christopher Malzi, Alex Boss, Pritchard, they've all been around the first team, Kai Owen. So, you know, we have got some good young talent and we're not being afraid to use them in the first team.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look forward to Friday's match. Home game, TNS, Friday 14th of April, 2:30 kickoff. We'll see you there. Thanks, Gary.
No problem. Thank you.